Some county employees in San Bernardino, California, went back to work today for the first time since last week's attack. Those workers and the greater community are facing their fears. Local leaders are trying to encourage a sense of recovery. NPR's Richard Gonzalez is in San Bernardino and found many people still in shock.
At the corner of a busy intersection near the site of the massacre, a makeshift memorial site for the victims still draws scores of visitors bearing flowers, candles, tears, and offers of prayer.
It could have been any workplace, and I was just saying that it could have even happened to one of our family members.
Frances Guadarrama, a grandmother, is a member of the Way World Outreach. Her evangelical church is offering coffee, donuts, and long hugs to anyone who asks for one. She wears a black T-shirt that says on the front, "I care, need a prayer?" On the back, "San Bernardino Strong." Guadarrama says she's still shaken by what happened last week.
We don't know where they're going to hit, or that's what I'm saying, that your next second is not guaranteed to you.
You know, we're here to come alongside people. I know there's a lot of hurting people here right now.
That's Marty Hooper, a pastor with another evangelical church called Harvest Riverside. He says the memorial is a place where strangers are coming together to find comfort.
They want to show some type of compassion or help the best of the way that they can, you know. And things like this kind of cause us to slow down in our tracks and just really evaluate life and those types of things.
That sense of reflection was echoed inside the halls of the San Bernardino County building, where thousands of employees returned to work this morning. Workers at the Environmental Health Services Division, based at the county building where the shooting happened, are still off until next week. At a news conference, County Supervisor Josie Gonzalez issued a defiant call.
No act of terrorism anywhere will invest fear, will provide any kind of an end to the hard work, to the dedication of every single San Bernardino County employee.
And the Director of Public Health, Trudy Raimundo, said she was grateful for the outpouring of support arriving to this beleaguered California community from around the country and the world.
We will get through this day by day, minute by minute, if we need to. But we will heal, we will rebuild, and we will be stronger when we get to that other side.
A candlelight vigil for the victims and the survivors of last week's shooting will be held tonight. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Bernardino.